friends. If you got the joy of the Lord, can't nobody steal it.
All right.
Jesus put it this way. He said, as long as you're in my hand, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, no man can pluck you out.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
So if you got his joy and his peace, no man can pluck it out.
Thank you.
And God don't even allow anybody else to share it, because he's got enough for everybody individually. Come on and give us some praise.
Yeah.
Open your Bibles up to Isaiah chapter 26. We'll start with verse 1. I done preached on this before. All the other pastors done preached on it sometime or another. Remind me of another person. Every time he preached, another pastor, one of the Hart brothers, Pastor Doyle, not the other one. He always preached. He always preached 2 Chronicles 20 and 20. Brother Raymond. And we used to think that, why is he still preaching on the same scripture every time he come to preach? Well, I'm here to tell you, the word of God don't change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The one that's got to change is you and I. We have to change and line ourselves up with this word. Line up on line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, as we go through this life. Isaiah 26 and 1. It says, in that day this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Now, this is my part that I like here. Verse 3. It said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Come on and give God some praise. Now, the strength God is talking about here is not the strength of man, but it has to do both with physical and spiritual. Judah, this is really the song that Judah was singing when they come out of the victory. They sung it before they went in, and they went through the victory because God fought their battles, and they sung it after they came out. But I'm here to tell you, we got a new song. And we can sing in the midst of the battle.
Amen.
We can sing before we go in, and we can rejoice coming out.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. He can sing yesterday and today forever. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I ever forsake you. I like that part, because God is always there to bring your attention back to full circle up on his word. We get caught up in a lot of our situations, circumstances. We complain here, we complain there, and we do this and we do all that. And we get our mind off of who we should have to stay on. Because we are a strong city. Judah was a strong city. God separated them from the rest of the tribes because they was a tribe to praise God. And another thing I like about Judah is that when Judah got into trouble, he knew how to repent. When you're in trouble, you need to know how to repent, because without repentance, there's no remission of sin. And God can't bring you back to the full circle with him unless you live up to your action and your ways. Come on and give God some praise. Strong city means strength, expressed in various applications such as security, such as welfare, such as majesty, such as praise, such as boldness, such as mighty, because God is mighty.
Yeah.
He's El Yon, the Most High God. He's El Yon, the Most High God.
Amen.
He's El Yon, mighty God.
Amen.
Everywhere you see, he's mighty.
Amen.
His voice is strong. His voice is mighty. When God speaks, things happen. And when you believe and hear the voice of God, when he speaks to you, unto your situation, things happen. It changes, glory to God. You may be sick 1 minute, but if you stand on the strength of God, you can be healed the next minute. Glory to God. If you're in trouble 1 minute, and the next minute you lift God up and realize who he is with the boldness in your heart, then God can deliver you in that same minute. Glory to God. He don't have to wait till yesterday. He don't have to wait till tomorrow. We're the one that's doing all the waiting. We just got to line ourselves up on his strength. Yeah. Glory to God. And God will deliver us. Amen. This strength is material and physical strength. It can be indicated by the word or the scripture of a word. In Jude 5 and 1, it talks about the tower. It's talking about a city. For you and I, it's a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Yeah. He's still a tower. In Psalms it says he's the high tower, a place that the righteous can run through and be saved. Judah is saying that God is saying, the prophet Isaiah is saying to Judah, if you keep your mind stayed on God, those gates will open and the righteousness of God that's in his people can come in and enjoy, glory to God, and be delivered in a time of trouble. Come on and give me some praise. It says, open the gate to a righteous nation. Who is a righteous nation? First of all, God is righteous. That's all we got to worry about is he being righteous. Yes, yes. And we have to let this righteousness dwell in us. Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah who sanctified. Yeah. He is our righteousness. He's our peace. Jehovah Tiskenu is the righteousness of God. Amen. And that righteous, he is righteous in all his ways. He's holy in all his works. Yeah. He said, I'm holy, so be ye holy. You got to be holy in your works and your living for God. Now, I didn't say nothing about perfect. And God, neither did God say anything about perfect. He said, but I'm holy, be ye holy. Amen. And you can only be holy when you keep your mind stayed up on him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You can't do it any other way. If you keep your mind stayed up on your circumstances, your situation, then all you're going to get is misery. Yeah. Yeah. The seed you plant, it's the harvest you're going to reap. If you sow seeds of the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. Yeah. Anger, hate, malice, strife, stress, heart attacks, all that stuff. But if you sow of the spirit, you're going to reap what? Righteousness. And the peace of God. Yeah. And the strength of God. Yeah. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking, and people think peace is this. You know, ain't no peace in the world. Well, guess what? Tomorrow won't be any peace in the world. In the past, it wasn't any peace. Jesus said, behold, I give you, or I leave with you my peace. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, but give I unto you. This peace that Jesus was talking about was in him. And while he was yet saying that, they were still making atomic bombs. They were still getting themselves together to make war. They were still lying. Glory to God. Now they looking for world peace without Jesus. Without him, there shall be no peace. But in him, when you reign, there's peace everlasting. Glory to God. Peace that's passing our understanding. That kind of peace that when you're going through, when you're hurt, glory to God, you won't feel no pain. Why? What is the pain you won't feel? Because you will be at ease in the midst of your battles with Jesus. Come on and give us a praise. Strength is related to God. Why? Because God is strength. Yeah. Glory to God. You can't get around it no other way. God is strength. That means that God is God, period. That means that your circumstances, if you put God in the midst of them, he'll be your God. Glory to God. Instead of those problems that you got. You got to remember one thing, that Jesus done did all of this stuff that we are going through. Right. He done went and surveyed out the pasture there green. That righteous path of righteousness. All we got to do, we can go there and we can feast all day. Spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, glory to God. God is concerned with the whole man, all of the aspects of our life. He didn't leave out nothing. I don't have to be sad and he blessed me to be glad. Glory to God. I can be both, glory to God, and get rid of the sadness and be glad, period.
Amen.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in one trouble all the time and God lead you out of another trouble. You say, well, God forgot about me. No, he didn't forgot about you. We just forgot about God. When we come to our senses and turn it all over to him, then we should have that perfect peace that we're looking for. Glory to God. That perfect peace is not talking about the things in the world. The Bible said we're in the world, but we're not a part of this world. But I'm in this world by the peace of God. Glory to God. And I can go through this world, glory to God, with the peace of God on our lives, with ease, glory to God. You might be roughed up a little bit. You might be talked about, glory to God, but you first got to bring yourself under subjection. You can't talk about nobody else first or correct anybody else first. You got to first deal with number one, glory to God. You might say, well, they don't know, you know, I don't like what they done. I don't like this and I don't like this, glory to God. What you need to do is go to the mirror and look in the mirror and ask the same question. I don't like what I see. Hallelujah. When you change that, then God will change your situation, glory to God, because Jesus done already changed. He done already overcame, glory to God. So we ain't got to add nothing to it. That's what the scripture said. Don't add nothing to this word. Don't take anything from it. We don't have to add what Jesus done already done. All we got to do is live it and to keep our mind stayed up on him. Come on and give God some praise. It says, open the gates to the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, or maintaineth fidelity. That word fidelity means faithfulness. When you're serving God, you got to be faithful.
Amen.
When you say you love somebody, you got to be faithful. If you're living for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you say you're going to do this and you're going to do that, in the name of Jesus, because he have given you the strength to do that, you got to be faithful, glory to God. God is always faithful. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I fail thee. He said, I'll be with you whithersoever you go. Glory to God. That's the ease that we have. Wherever we go, God is there. Wherever we look, God is there. Let me tell you something. He expressed himself in the heavens. Glory to God. He made everything and put it into place. And I was talking to Brother Andy, and I said, Brother Andy, it's a funny thing. I said, God put the moon up there, and the moon don't move. The earth had to revolve around the moon, but the moon stayed. And I said, how did he do that? Glory to God. See, his peace and his strength pass it all understand. That's his strength, glory to God. He put it up there, and it's going to stay there. They talking about the sun's going to burn up. It ain't going to burn up, glory to God. If you don't cover yourself, you're going to get burned up, glory to God. But the sun is going to stay the same, and then the moon is going to stay in its place, and Mars is going to be Mars, and Earth is going to be Earth. All we got to do is be his people and rule in his kingdom. Come on and give it some praise. As I was working, Pastor Keith was talking about this one time. They was talking about at work. This one guy, he's a capitalist. They ain't got nothing to do with knowing God, but it's your beliefs. And he said, all of this rain and all of these earthquakes and storms and all that. He said, God is trying to tell us something. I almost slipped up and told him what God trying to tell us. But sometimes you can't do that. You know? Sometimes. You saw nothing. The other guy coming on, he said, do you believe that? I said, well, no, I don't believe that. I believe this, that man, what's happening, man did all of this. He transgressed against God and called all this havoc that we are having. Glory to God. And we're trying to put it on God, trying to tell us stuff. All God is trying to tell us is to repent and be saved. Glory to God. That's what he's trying to tell us so that he can teach us his way in this dying world. Glory to God. And another guy come along and he said the same thing. He said, well, I don't believe that either. And he's Jehovah's Witness. I almost fell on the floor. Glory to God. He said, I don't believe that either. I don't believe God is causing all this stuff. He said, he didn't agree too much with man causing it, but he didn't agree with that God was causing. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. You got to trust in God and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the truth. Glory to God. And he will make the crooked places straight, the high places low. Glory to God. He'll bring you through the valley of the shadow of death, and you don't have to feel no evil. Why? Because you'll be at ease in that perfect peace of God. Now, Jesus done been through the valley all the time, way ahead of us, glory to God. He went through the valley before I was even thought of in my mother's womb. He already been through the valley, glory to God. He already surveyed it out before the beginning of time. He done looked down through the generations and know all about it. He know the beginning from the end. He saw me someplace in that generation as he looked down. He saw you someplace in those generations as he looked down those generations. He had everything prepared for you through Jesus Christ. And don't that keep your mind stayed up on him. Come on and give him some praise. You got to maintain. We can't have the grace of God and do nothing. Like I always said, salvation is a start. Yeah. You know, Judah was supposed to Israel was supposed to be the salvation unto the nation. But God kept them all the way through those generations down to the coming of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus came, glory to God, and God was still with them, and they rejected him again. And then we came on the scene. The royal priesthood, the holy nation, peculiar people. Says it over there in Peter, I think. That we are perfect. Says it in, Peter. Let me look up. I think it's Peter, but you know what I'm talking about. We are peculiar people, a holy nation. That should show forth the praises of them. And in other words, that's our song. That's our song that we should sing. Lifting up Jesus and praising him, because the rejection, outside of the rejection, they couldn't change God's word. Because God gonna still get the gospel out, whether you be obedient or not, or whether you be faithful, or you be faithful or not. God is going to still display himself in the earth all the way to the end. Glory to God. He created it, glory to God, so he can walk down through the generation. He created it so that he can change us, glory to God. He created it so those that rejected him could be brought back into his righteousness, glory to God. Everybody ain't going to make it, glory to God. Only the one that's going to be faithful in keeping his word and walking uprightly before him, circumspectly as wise and not as a fool. Those are the ones that's going to make it in. Glory to God. All the infidels and all those other ones, glory to God, that said they had no God and won't serve him, and they took it out of the school, glory to God, and they're trying to get rid of the Bible, whether you know it or not. They're doing it in secret, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, they that keep their mind stayed on him shall have perfect peace, because the word of God is hidden in our heart. They might kill the body, but they can't kill the soul, glory to God. Why? Because God put his word there, and no man can pluck you out of that word. Come on, give us some praise. Amen. I hate going, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not strong when it comes to some trials. I can go through some trials now, you know, because I'm standing on the word of God. But sometimes God is testing me. He just start piling up stuff. You know, here, there, everywhere. And I start complaining, and God said, let me tell you something. He said, what did Paul write about it. He said, we are troubled on every side, but yet we are not distressed. So what he's trying to tell us is to come out of that distress, glory to God, and don't be, you might be perplexed, but don't be in despair. He said, come out of all of that, for in me, glory to God, you shall find peace. Oh, God, he said, in me you shall find. You ain't going to find it in the world. You ain't going to find it in your circumstances, your situation. Glory to God, there's no peace there. It's out to kill you and destroy you, but if you turn it over to Jesus, glory to God, you'll find that inner peace. That peace he's talking about is both external and internally. Glory to God. So that means I'm going to feel good on the outside as well as on the inside. I'm going to be at ease on the outside as well on the inside. Glory to God. In other words, I'm going to still have some pain on the outside. Glory to God. I'm going to have some discrepancy on the inside fighting that battle. Glory to God. As long as you fight it, you ain't going to lose the war. Glory to God. You might have some troubles in there, but let me tell you one thing. God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I fail you. That means that the war is already won for you. All you got to do is be faithful up to this word. Come on and give me some praise. Yeah. The word peace is the same in Isaiah. It is in the New Testament. It's Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. It's a harmonious relationship or state of the soul and mind. See, don't leave nothing out. It's a harmonized relationship between God and man accomplished through this gospel. You got to live according to this gospel, according to this word, according to this truth, according to the ways of God, by the strength of God, by his word, by his direction and his instruction. See, this word is, listen, this right here is not a rehearsal. We are not actors. We are not movie actors, glory to God, while we study these scripts for months on end, and they still can't remember when they go to put the movie together. They have some pages outside. They have stuff written on board, so if you miss it, you can read the board. Glory to God. This is not that kind of, this is not a rehearsal. This is a rightly dividing. Glory to God. You got to get in here and study it so that you can understand it, so that the workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing this word of truth, glory to God, and be fervent unto all good works. When you go to do the works of Jesus, glory to God, and he left us to do his work. When we go to do the works of Jesus, then we got Jesus along the way. He that abided in him and Jesus abided in them, glory to God, shall ask anything in his name, believe it, and it shall be done, glory to God. That's why Jesus, when he told his disciples to go, he said, don't worry about what you're going to say. Just remember what I've taught you and what you have learned, glory to God, and go along your way. Because when it comes time to write and divide this word, then the Holy Ghost will come in and direct his word, glory to God, and give you revelation, knowledge of what to say and how to do it and how to act, glory to God. Come on and give me some praise. Yeah. It says, well, keep him in that perfect peace whose mind. What is he talking about, the mind? He's talking about your thoughts. That's where the battle is, our thoughts. Yes. I don't know about you, but I'm constantly binding my flesh all day long. That's why I try to hurry up. I get up early in the morning so I can pray, glory to God, because I know the rest of the day I got to do some binding. Hallelujah. Glory to God, you got to fight. Glory to God, and you have to fight in your prayers. I don't know about y'all, but I have to fight in my prayers. I tell flesh to shut up. You know, you got to deal with self. Remind me of that comedy was on television. Glory to God, I don't know why I'm coming over this. Comedy on television, it was about a school, and this guy was a janitor, and he was always talking to other people that was working in the school. And when they said something he didn't want to hear, he'll hold up his hand and say, roadkill. And that'll give him an opportunity to leave. So when you're in your prayers and flesh try to enter in and talk to you, you got to raise your head up and say, roadkill. I mean, shut up. You don't want to hear that, glory to God. You want to go back to what you was doing, which is righteousness, glory to God. So you got to fight your flesh no matter where you go or what you do. You got to always, see, that's the battle. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have any battle, would we?
Amen.
That's why Jesus came, overcame, fought the battle so that we can win. I'm talking about every circumstance. I'm not talking about some of them. You know, listen, Jesus didn't come so you could pick out what you want to be victorious in. You could be victorious in everything because he was victorious in everything, glory to God. He didn't leave out nothing because some of us, glory to God, where we're weak, glory to God, the other place we're strong. And where we're strong, the other places we're weak, glory to God. So Jesus took care of it all, so you don't have to pick nothing out. You just have to bring it under subjection unto your obedience of this word. Come on and give him some praise. Closing. He said, trust ye in the Lord forever. Not sometime, but forever. Not today only, because you feel good, but forever. When you don't feel good, trust God. And most of the time, we're in that circumstance where you don't feel good. That's when you need to trust God the more. That's called decreasing and letting God increase. And you need to ask God to help you to decrease more so that he can increase the more. So we need God's strength in everything that we do. He said, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in strength the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In other words, he's the rock of ages. He's everlasting to everlasting, glory to God. He's not weak. He don't get weak, glory to God. He don't change like the flesh change or the human body change. The human body gets worn out and then gets weak, glory to God. That's another addition to our battle, glory to God, because your old nature man gonna tell you sick, you shouldn't go. God, you got cancer, you about to leave out of here. You got a heartache, glory to God, that you can't repair. You perplexing your mind. There's so much thing going in your mind that you ain't gonna make it out of here. You're gonna go crazy. You're gonna have Alzheimer's. That's when you gotta say roadkill, glory to God, and dismiss that fresh thoughts, glory to God. And they that keep their mind stayed up on him shall have perfect peace in everything that you go through. Come on and give God some praise. That mind thing, that thought, it's a seed. When you plant it, it produces. It don't stay the same. It gets larger. When the harvest comes, it's large. Come from a small seed. When you plant seed of unrighteousness, when the harvest come up, it comes up unrighteousness. But it's a lot of it. More than you can handle. God said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That word is embedded in my spirit. And every time I do something that I shouldn't be doing, I get afraid because God lets me know that I'm sowing the wrong seed. And I said, God, I got enough of them harvests, glory to God. I got to check myself. But sometimes you can't check yourself when you need to check yourself, glory to God, because the flesh is quick, but God is quicker than that, glory to God. He's quick as a two-edged sword, glory to God. He cuts to the divide of the son of the soul. So God is there before the flesh can wake up, glory to God, and put the thought into your mind. And even if he slipped through and put the thought in your mind, you got to advocate with the Father through Jesus Christ. So you can ask for forgiveness and go on about your way. Come on and give God some praise. Everyone stand. That's just you come down front if you will and take each other by the hand. Agree in prayer. God give us strength. We need physical strength and we need spiritual strength. We need help, and God is our helper. Doctors can only do so much, but they can't preserve life. They got things that they do, they call it, they use the word of God, but I guess they use it because it's physical and spiritual, and they put the word miracle on there, they call it a medical miracle. But that same medical miracle that they cut on to remove something, they was not able to replace it. So I don't call that a miracle. If you got to take something, I know it might be cancer, something like that, and they cut it out. But see, God can take out that and put back that which is cancerous brand new. In other words, if they cut out your organs, God can take those organs from you by him being the surgeon, and he can put those organs back into you brand new. They got a thing they call colostomy bags, and they hang them on your side. They got bags called ileostomy. They hang them on your side. They disconnect your urethra for the ileostomy bag so that it can heal while you're using this bag. While that bag is on your side, it's glued on there with certain glue. And I worked in the hospital, so I know what I'm talking about. And when it might be a little better now, but when we used to take those things off of the side to change them, it would take part of the skin away from you and it will make it even worse. Then you get an infection on the outside. But when God works in your life, glory to God, it's a complete miracle, glory to God, and everything becomes new. The same way with the colostomy bag, they do the same thing until you supposedly heal, and then they replace it like it was. But I want to tell you one thing, that what man does, glory to God, is not the same as what God can do. So if you got any problems, circumstances, and situation, the doctor can't remove them. He can't remove no stress. He can give you some pills, glory to God, and they got 1,000 side effects to them. And when your body get used to those pills, then he got to change it and give you some other pills, glory to God, that's a little stronger or less stronger. But God can do all things according to his will and his way for you and I. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we lift our circumstances, situation up before thee, O Lord God, first of all, we're going to bind ourselves, bind the flesh, O Lord God, that's within us, God. Now, we can't remove it, but we can reject it and bind it and turn those thoughts over to you. And God, that's just what we're going to do right now. We're going to turn all our thoughts over to you, God, to the obedience of your word, because we know that you care for us, O Lord God. And Father, we're going to call upon your name with glory, glory to God. And we're going to lift you up with joy. And we're going to lift you up with that perfect peace that you are, Lord God. Father, touch us and strengthen us, God, as we go along this way in life. God, you done already made a way for us to make it through this life, Lord God. Now, all we got to do is hold on to your changing hand. And God, we're going to do just that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know we're not perfect, God. But they that keep their mind stayed up on you shall have that strength to get through. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for your strength. Ah, that peace, God, and that rest, that ease, God, that she can go through, oh Lord God. She done been that way, God, as you prepare. She parked the way, God, but she's got to go all the way, God, to the end. And God, you done made a way all the way to the end, God, and I thank you for it, Jesus.